of course, we had our own kitchens, which were huge things, you know. And you know, when you're doing dinners for, I don't know, maybe up to 500 kids stayed at the orphanage at one time, that's a big operation. It takes a lot of discipline to have that all running so that everybody gets a hot meal. There's no point in having a meal if it's not hot, you know. So that was a big operation, and that took quite a lot of discipline, you know.
Do you know if any of the children helped with that kind of side of things, cooking? And
in the kitchen, it was mostly girls. The girls would be used in all the sort of domestic sciences, like sewing and darning. Sometimes they would even help with the very young ones in the infirmary. If there was young babies in the infirmary, they would maybe be in to help, and it would maybe highlight for them whether they were any good at that type of thing. So you were getting a training of some sort for an outside life, later on in life. It's maybe unfortunate in today's language to see it like this, but you know, the girls were disciplined in the domestic arts, you know, the sewing, the knitting, the cooking side of things, and the lads were more disciplined in the farming and bridge building and all the sort of kind of manly in brackets pursuits. But that was normal life, not just in the orphanage, but I think outside as well.